This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khemire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli informs House about his historic official visit to Thailand and response to recent violent unrest in Tinkune. Nepal thanks the government of Qatar for granting amnesty to 18 Nepali inmates. And thousands of people evacuated from cracked buildings in Thailand 3 days after a powerful earthquake that has killed more than 1,700 people in neighboring Myanmar. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has informed the House of Representatives about his historic official visit to Thailand and responded to the recent violent unrest in Tinkune, Kathmandu. He announced that his trip starting 2nd of April marks the first by a sitting Nepali Prime Minister to Thailand in 65 years of diplomatic ties. Prime Minister Oli today emphasized that the visit, including meetings with Thailand's King and Prime Minister, will strengthen bilateral relations. 2 agreements on tourism and culture alongside 6 non-governmental memoranda will be signed. He is also set to address the Asian Institute of Technology and attend the BIMSTEC Summit. In the same session, Prime Minister Oli condemned violent protests in Kathmandu, alleging they were orchestrated to destabilize the government. He reported that a mob attacked police, damaged property and attempted arson at key sites including the international airport. The Prime Minister accused former King Gyanendra Shaha of violating post-monarchy agreements by inciting unrest, promising a thorough investigation. Prime Minister Oli assured lawmakers that those involved, regardless of status, will face strict action, with the Home Minister to provide a detailed report later. He underscored the government's commitment to maintaining peace and constitutional order. Radio Nepal is marking the build-up to its 75th anniversary with singing competition at its premises today. Chief Guest Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung emphasized Radio Nepal's role in promoting national unity through its broadcast. In his address, Minister Gurung urged Radio Nepal to prioritize information dissemination that strengthens national unity. Executive Chairman of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, highlighted efforts to transform Radio Nepal into a citizen-centric platform focusing on national unity, disaster response, and prosperity. Communication Ministry's Secretary Radhika Arial paid tribute to contributors across Radio Nepal's elaborate history, while Postal Service Director General Manamaya Bhattrai Pangeni expressed pride in issuing a postal stamp featuring Radio Nepal's logo. Acting Chief Administrative Officer Bishnuram Nupani welcomed attendees. During the ceremony, Minister Gurung affixed the stamp on commemorative postal ticket. The competition features 20 modern songs selected by artists celebrating Nepal's musical talent as part of Diamond Jubilee festivities and celebrations. The government of Nepal has thanked the government of the state of Qatar for granting Amiri amnesty to 18 Nepali inmates. The decision made during Ramadan and Eid highlights the solid ties between Nepal and Qatar. Issuing a press release on Sunday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it valued Qatar's pardon requested by Nepal through its embassy in Doha as a sign of goodwill. Qatar is a key destination for Nepali workers, with many employed in construction, hospitality and domestic sectors. This move strengthens bilateral relations and supports Nepali citizens abroad. Muslims across Nepal are marking Eid al-Fitr today with prayers, feasts and community gatherings celebrating the end of Ramadan. The festival began with special namaz at mosques nationwide, including Kathmandu's Jami and Kashmiri masjids, after the Shawwal crescent moon was sighted yesterday evening. The government has declared a public holiday today. President Ramchandra Powell, Vice President Ram Sahar Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Speaker Debraj Khimire extended greetings, wishing peace and prosperity. Flights at Trivandrum International Airport today have been affected due to adverse weather condition. According to Trivandrum International Airport TIA, over half a dozen of international flights were diverted to Bhairava and even to India from TIA today due to low visibility issue. TIA spokesperson Rinji Sherpa confirmed that the adverse weather affected various flights, including those of Jazeera Air, Air India and Fly Dubai towards the international services. According to him, Jazeera Air and Air India were diverted to Banaras of India and Fly Dubai to Bhairava-based Gautam Buddha International Airport, while some flights were put on hold for some time. This morning, TIA recorded visibility up to 1600 meters, which was insufficient to meet the standard for the flight landing. Now the visibility has reached 3000 meters. However, dust and haze has caused visibility issues for the country's first and premier international airport. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Thousands have evacuated from cracked buildings in Bangkok, Thailand, 3 days after a powerful earthquake that has killed more than 1,700 in neighboring Myanmar. This comes as the WHO made a flash appeal for $8 million, while aid groups warned of a worsening humanitarian crisis in war-torn Myanmar. The country's military leaders are also still carrying out air strikes against an armed resistance they have been fighting for 4 years. The death toll in Thailand has risen to 18 as rescue efforts continue for 76 construction workers trapped under a collapsed high-rise building. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is very angry with Russian President Vladimir Putin over recent comments about Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump was reacting to comments from Putin on Friday about need for a new transitional government in Ukraine. The U.S. president said he would put secondary tariffs on all oil coming out of Russia if he thinks Moscow is to blame for failing to reach a ceasefire. In later comments, Trump repeated his disappointment but said he thinks Putin is going to be good. At the same time, he also criticized Ukrainian President Zelensky for not agreeing a minerals deal with the United States. Meanwhile, the war in Ukraine continues, with Russia carrying out attacks in Kharkiv for a second night. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, light rain with thunder and lightning has been forecast at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces for late this afternoon. Similarly, one or two parts of high hills and mountain regions are likely to see snowfall. This development is likely to affect the people's daily lives with partial impacts on agriculture, health, roads and aviation services. The department has urged one and all to take precautions against such adversities. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli informs House about his historic official visit to Thailand and responds to recent violent unrest in Tinkuni. Nepal thanks the government of Qatar for granting amnesty to 18 Nepali inmates. And thousands of people evacuated from cracked buildings in Thailand 3 days after a powerful earthquake that has killed more than 1,700 in neighboring Myanmar. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.